What's up, everyone? Thank you for making us part of your day. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, and we have an awesome show for you. But we do have to start with the latest news out of Puerto Rico, where a catastrophic hurricane devastated the island. Hurricane Fiona caused terrible rains, floods, mudslides, and blackouts after it hit the region on Monday. The National Guard and emergency responders have rescued over 1,000 people, but certain parts of Puerto Rico are difficult for crews to get to. When we recorded our show Tuesday, two people had died. The storm also hit the Dominican Republic, where a million people are without running water. As of Tuesday, Fiona had strengthened into a Category 3 hurricane as it neared Turks and Caicos Islands, where residents were bracing for potentially life-threatening flash flooding. Hurricane Fiona struck Puerto Rico nearly 5 years to the day after the area was devastated by Hurricane Maria. That storm caused thousands of deaths, left billions of dollars in damage, and some residents are still trying to rebuild. Puerto Ricans are citizens of the United States and are entitled to the same federal assistance as every state. President Biden promised immediate federal aid and assistance toward the relief effort, and his administration is likely to offer long-term support as the area rebuilds now from both storms. The Atlantic hurricane season lasts from June until November, and so far this year, it's been relatively mild. Fiona is considered the first major hurricane of the season.
Almost the entire island of Puerto Rico remains in the dark after Hurricane Fiona slammed into the southwestern coast of the island Sunday afternoon. Pounding rainfall causing catastrophic mudslides and flooding. The storm coming just as parts of the island were finally recovering from Hurricane Maria's destruction 5 years ago.
It's been rough. We've been just working to get back this neighborhood, get it back from Maria, that everything was destroyed. Restaurants, houses, everything was destroyed. And we just, not all the way back, but we just halfway back. A lot of people, more than Maria, lost their houses now, lost everything on their houses because of the flooding.
This is the barrio, the neighborhood where the National Guard had to come and rescue people. Still a lot of flooding. I can hear generators powering the home, and it is still pouring down with rain. Neighbors looking out, wondering exactly what will come next as Hurricane Fiona, the remnants of it, continue to demolish this area.
The family rescued overnight, now safely in a shelter.
Esto fue peor que María.
She says this was worse than Maria.
El efecto de la lluvia.
She's pointing out that they've already been underwater for 24 hours and the rain is still coming down. So she's concerned about the 2,500 families that she says are impacted by this here.
About 1,000 people rescued from floodwaters, hundreds more rescue efforts still underway as emergency responders try to navigate through difficult-to-reach areas. In Utuado, the interior part of the island, 25-year-old Leomar Rodriguez watched this bridge come apart in just minutes and wash down the river. On the west side of the island, rainfall swelling the Guanajibo River in Hormigueros, surpassing its previous record height at 28.59 feet set during Hurricane Maria, now gauging to over 29 feet, the National Weather Service said. While a few hospitals have regained power, emergency workers are racing to get electricity back to the island.
It takes so long to get things back up because so many of the systems are connected, and some of the main lines go through the hills there. And if those main lines get damaged, they don't have the ability to get the other sections up and running.
Sunday morning, President Joe Biden approving an emergency declaration for Puerto Rico that authorizes all emergency measures needed, including FEMA.
There's 300 responders on the ground from FEMA working hand in glove with the Commonwealth and their emergency management structure.
10-second trivia. Where can you find the original copy of the U.S. Constitution? The National Archives, Fort Knox, Library of Congress, or the Smithsonian Institution? The answer is the National Archives Museum in Washington, D.C. Next up today, students are back in school and New Jersey teacher Larry Abrams is on a mission to transform the lives of students across the state with his organization, Book Smiles. The self-proclaimed bookworm believes that every student should have access to the transformative power of books, regardless of their school's resources. The organization harvests, collects, sorts, and hands out hundreds of thousands of gently used children's books in areas that Abrams calls book deserts. Let's hear more about the nearly 1 million books this organization has distributed.
In the great forest, a little elephant is born. His name is Babar. I've always been a bookworm. My favorite Mike Mulligan in the steam shovel. I was a library kid. Books were my friends. Now this is my all-time favorite. He used his imagination to create anything he wanted. I certainly like the transformative experience of reading, of going into other worlds, experiencing other cultures. I am a high school English teacher. Where I currently teach, it's an incredible district with really, really talented kids, but it's a scrappy working class town. There is poverty. We have a high ESL population. So many of the kids are on free and reduced lunch. Their reading skills aren't where they should be, by and large. In my ninth grade class, it's very typical to have kids reading at a fifth grade reading level. And if you're struggling with reading, you're going to be struggling with writing. I'd heard of food deserts, but I'd never heard of book deserts. And it occurred to me that I teach in a book desert. I decided to put out a call to all of my friends. Hey, I'm collecting baby board books. 1,000 books avalanched into my lap. I had more books than I knew what to do with. And I gave books away, and I just saw the joy in these children's faces. And then I got obsessed. And I then filled my classroom with books. And then my garage was filled with books. But then it got to the point where it simply wasn't sustainable. And that's when we got a nice donation to be able to move into the book bank.
One teacher donated, and we're going to pass it along to other teachers who need it.
We've outgrown our space, and we are now in the process of moving into 4,300 square feet in a nearby town. The name of my organization is Book Smiles. Book Smiles harvests, collects, sorts, and distributes hundreds of thousands of gently used children's books. What we do is irrigate book deserts.
Very good stuff. This was a great call.
We work to level that playing field. Why shouldn't every child have plenty of books in their home? We get donations from kind-hearted people, book people, people who believe every child should have a library of their own. I came up with the idea to paint trash cans to make them weather resistant, and that's the lure, that's the bait for people to come with their book donations and drop them in. I am proud to say that we have distributed nearly 1 million books. Books spread light. They spread joy, and that's why it's important for me to keep this thing going, because one light will light another light, and hopefully other people in America will start seeing that this is not rocket science, folks. This is just reclaiming used books and thinking of an efficient way to get them into the hands of children in need. We are just hitting the tip of this iceberg. There is so much work to do.
For today's 10 out of 10, we're talking some bling bling. Scientists discovered a mysterious diamond that came from outer space. The stone called Lonsdaleite came here on a meteorite. It's harder and stronger than a regular diamond, and the natural process through which scientists believe it was formed could inspire a way to manufacture super durable materials. Now the question remains whether they can replicate the diamond here on Earth. One thing that can't be replicated, you. Did you know that today is World Gratitude Day, and we are so grateful to all of you for sharing part of your day with us. We're going to do a special shout out now to Wahpeton High School in Wahpeton, North Dakota. We hope you and everyone watching around the world shine bright like a space diamond today. I'm Coy Wire. Thanks for watching CNN 10.